Now with more music, Pat St. John. Dick
Harton. Ted Clark.
Mac Owen.
Scott Berger.
WKNR presents
the Keener13.com podcast.
We're back with another Keener 13 podcast. I'm Scott Westerman, and this week it's part one of our Detroit Radio Reunion Special, featuring the voices of the great Motor City DJs of the 60s and 70s, Bob Green, Paul Cannon, Jerry Goodwin, Pat St. John, and more on this week's Keener Podcast.
Motor City Music!
The date was Saturday, September 24th. The place, WOMC Studios in Ferndale. And from near and far, the living legends of Detroit radio converged on the friendly confines of the Dick Burton Studio to reminisce about the golden age of Detroit rock radio. And thanks to WOMC program director Steve Allen, we'll bring it all to you here on the Keener Podcast. Steve sent us a copy of the Studio Skimmer, the computer that recorded everything that was said when the microphone was turned on that September day. And you'll be an audio witness to the recollections of a number of Detroit radio and television greats. And you'll notice that no matter what the station, the conversation often turns to WKNR. We'll hear the great Keener voices, along with names you'll know from WKNR-FM, WXYZ, WRIF, and WABX. And we'll even have a surprise or two in the form of some famous 60s Detroit television personalities. The ringmaster for the program was Keener's Pat St. John, who was a relative youth when he joined the WKNR staff. And we begin with long-term music director Paul Cannon, who tells the tale of when the Animals came to town.
I can tell you a story about Eric Burden. Okay.
Yeah.
They were in town. The Animals were hooked up, if you can believe it, with Herman's Hermits. On the, it just seems like a dichotomy.
There, right, but they were on the same label, too.
They were in the same show. And the day before, the day after, I don't remember right now, we went down to the Sheraton Cadillac Hotel to meet Eric Burden and the group.
Right.
And I went into the room, and Eric Burden wasn't there. Now, Eric Burden was a pretty serious musician, and this proves it, because where we found him was down the hall a ways, picking on a guitar with John Lee Hooker.
Oh, man. And he loved it, and they cut Boom
Learning
Boom.
From a Master.
Learning from the Master, yeah. John Lee Hooker, the original boogeyman.
Yeah, yeah. Eric Burden and John Lee Hooker.
And John Lee Hooker, God bless him, he lived to be 100.
Yeah.
And then said, when I'm gone, I won't be gone. So his music is still around.
It was great. I was so impressed with that, saying, you know, this is a serious guy.
Magic you know? Days, and here, John Lee Hooker really made a lot of his music in Detroit. I mean, this was the place
Absolutely.
Where John Lee Hooker,
Absolutely.
You know, did it. Well, Paul Cannon is here. Jerry Goodwin.
How are you, Pat?
I'm great.
Greetings
Welcome.
From the Hubba Universe, Boston, Massachusetts.
Is that where you are now?
And, indeed. And interestingly enough, that's my hometown. And I left right after high school. Didn't get back for 20 years. After I got out of the University of Detroit, I went to Boston. I had no intention of going home. You know, you never have intentions of going home. But I went to Boston University to do my PhD work and ended up doing radio in Boston on WBCN there for many years.
Right.
And now I teach.
And now you teach.
Yep. I teach radio. Isn't that?
Wow. That's a good thing.
Isn't that interesting?
But see, here is another voice that you hear from the days of WKNR, and then you went to
WABX,
and you were at ABX too.
Sure.
You made that
whole freeform thing,
AM to FM
exactly.
thing, as so many of us did.
Yep. I think like probably one of the only ones in that particular market in Detroit that actually made that move originally. In 67, I think it was, or 68.
Yeah.
And actually, KNR-FM was doing hippie radio.
Underground.
Underground, right, Paul. Well,
and
right.
Jerry and I were talking on the way over here, too, about how people moved around. At ABX was doing the underground thing.
Right.
And at WKNR, we were simulcasting
right.
AM and FM.
Yeah. Right.
Then we went to a deal where we had two separate top 40-type shows going, one on FM, one on AM. And that wasn't working out. A guy named Bob Harper, by the way. Do you remember Bob
Skinny
Harper?
Skinny Bob, yeah.
Skinny Bob.
Just passed away
recently.
In Atlanta, yeah.
He was one of the guys on the FM.
Yeah.
By the way, Bob Harper was priceless for me as a program director and for the DJs, too, because when it came to playing oldies, we'd say, no, when was this song a hit? Yeah, Bob would say, well, I was in Cincinnati in 64. So that was in 60. Now, I played that song in Atlanta. That was 1966.
Yeah,
he knew
amazing.
He was all over the country, Bob Harper. Anyhow,
funny guy.
ABX, we wanted to do Underground on the FM. So we stole Dan Carlisle and John Small from WABX. And they created WKR FM.
With Russ Gibb.
Right.
With Russ, and
the,
Russ.
The four of us.
And then Jerry came back, too.
Yeah. Right.
And KNR FM was, you know, infamous in 1969 as the root, the very beginning of the story of Paul McCartney.
Of Paul McCartney. That was a Russ Gibb. Yeah, people
that's
don't.
That all began with Russ Gibb on a Sunday afternoon.
That's right.
And I wasn't there. I was downtown at Cobo Hall at an ALSAC concert.
Uh-huh.
If you remember those things.
Sure.
We'd bring on 20 acts.
Yeah.
They could each be on for 7 minutes or something like that, and as a reward for the kids who marched.
Well, there was a thing. In fact, we should play. I have Richard and the Young Lions open up your door, and that was one of the acts that was so big on Keener, and they had the one record. And these guys were from New Jersey, and they recently in the last couple of years did get together, recorded a new album. It's not out yet, but. They were in that list of 20 acts. They were like number two, with the Temptations being the top act on one of those ALSAC shows. I remember that.
Yeah. And Bob Seger was at one of the shows, and the Fifth Dimension, and certainly a Motown act every time we did that.
The Rationals, all of those people, and
Dick Wagner's Frost. And all
it was a nightmare putting it together, though, because I had that job of getting all these acts and trying to get them off. That was the problem. They'd get on and they wouldn't stop playing, and we'd be here till 2 o'clock in the morning if you just let them go.
Wow.
So we said we're going to pull the plug on you, and they keep on playing.
Well, ALSAC was a wonderful charitable, as you know, for St. Jude's Hospital, put together by Danny Thomas. And the year that I headed it up, the Teen March.
This is Jerry Goodwin talking now.
It happened on a Sunday afternoon, and it happened when both Detroit newspapers were on strike that year.
Mm.
And that was amazing. And we still came up with over $500,000, and that was just in an afternoon's collection with these kids.
1968.
Something like that, Lee. Yeah, exactly. You know, both of the papers on strike, and people were just absolutely amazed that we were able to get that kind of response.
Yeah, we got terrific response.
With absolutely no newspaper coverage at all on that. It was pretty amazing.
Man. Well, Paul Cannon and Jerry Goodwin and Lee Allen here. And
Horn.
Lee Allen on the horn from WKMH. From WKMH at that time.
Yes, yeah. WKMH is what the call letters were.
It was Norr, McCoy, and Hanson, I think.
I knew there'd be one smart
some guy. No. Some a historian, as much as I could be. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We have so many of the legends from WKNR and from WXYZ and CKLW
how about ABX? Jerry Goodwin was a big part of ABX.
ABX.
Probably one of the most incredible things.
As was my good friend Jerry Lubin.
Jerry Lubin is here.
Jerry Lubin is here. All right. We're going to have to. We'll have to Jerry Lubin on the air. You know what? We're going to do. We're going to do some spots.
Spots?
It's an inside radio term.
Commercials?
Everybody listening, you'll figure out what they are. What spots are?
These folks get their money's worth.
They know what spots are. Yes.
Millions of listeners.
Yes, and it's all happening, and it's going to be like crazy for the next couple of hours here at Oldies 104.3 WOMC. We will be back with these radio legends.
WKNR. City Memory.
It's Oldies 104.3 WOMC, and we're just in a room full of legends, but we have on the line with us, and he was supposed to be here with us in person, one of the legends of Detroit radio, Bob Green. Greeny Bob, are you there? Wait a minute.
Hey.
We got to wait for the applause to die down here. Just the mention of your name. How are you, Bob?
How are you? All right.
Well, I'm doing great, and I know that you are you live in Houston, and then you had to evacuate. And
well, the only thing I can say is the only Rita I've ever liked was a gal named Marga, but if anyone had ever had one. In any event, thank God Houston really was spared the brunt of the storm. But we didn't know that, yesterday or day before, and the idea of getting out was, it just wasn't going to work, and I tried all kinds of different flights, and unfortunately I can't join you, but I'm certainly thinking about all you people.
Well, you know, everybody here is like, sorry you weren't able to make it. I know, Michael Stevens, who also lives in Houston, he had to evacuate. He was not able to come in as well. Mm-hmm. But you've got a production company in Houston, and you've been there for many, many years. And,
been a while, yes.
It has been a while, but now Bob Green, here's a guy who was really, at the beginnings of WKNR after it became, after it was WKMH, but here's a guy, and one of the greatest things about Bob Green, and not unlike, Art Volo, who saves everything, you have such an incredible library of all of the old tapes from the old days.
Well, you save it. Sometimes, inadvertently, you save it, and you don't realize you still have it. And then when I realized I had it, I thought, well, this would be nice to save. Perhaps I ought to throw this out. It's been, 30, 40 years. And then after you get that long, you can't possibly throw it out, because there are some marvelous things that that happened during that time and in Detroit. And I just had to save them all. So, yes, I have it all.
You have been an archivist, and it has certainly come in handy through the years, because it's a part of history. Because for many of us, we didn't tape the shows, or if we did, we certainly didn't catalog them, and they either deteriorate or they're lost. Now Jerry Goodwin wants to say hi.
How are you?
Just a second, we got to get the mic on there.
All right, great.
Glad to hear from you, Bob.
I want to tell you, I've been waiting for so long to see Jerry again.
You tell me, honest to God.
And then this happens, and we're going to have to meet halfway, yes, which might be Kansas City.
Listen, so it's already in the plan. I got to tell you, Bob. Bob sent me a CD. Talk about archivist. He sent me a CD some weeks ago.
Yes.
That goes back to Miami, Florida. Bob and I, Ted Clark, Scotty Regan, four of us came up from Miami to put Kina together, by the way, Miami Radio. Yes. But Bob and I did some commercials down in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And the what was the Belsky's first name, Bob?
Frederick
Belsky.
You know, I it's so interesting. You save a lot of things that people don't realize, the background of what happens in radio that you never hear.
Oh, man.
And some of the things, of course, deal with either commercials or promos or spots for hops or whatever that we used to do.
Yep.
And one was for a guy named Frederick Belsky, who did business cards and things for your business.
Yep.
And do you remember how we ended up? We ended up going home sick.
That's
we were
right.
laughing so hard.
Recalled it. We did that commercial. And of course, the thing about that particular commercial was its jingle, which was horrible.
Frederick Belsky.
Da-da-dee, da-da-da-da.
And Jerry,
we had
I don't know
to
if you remember
that one.
How it ended up that we did it rather
than
Frederick.
Oh, man, and we kept doing it over and over and over again, and that wonderful CD you sent me, listening to it, I got a headache. I think we had about 12, 15 takes, and we would get maybe a third of it through and then just absolutely lose it, fall on the floor, and then it reached the point where we were never going to get this thing done. And you're right, Bobby, we left the station and we were literally sick.
Wait. Let's get the turn on your microphone there. Lee Allen is here.
I want to say hi to Bob. It's Lee Allen. Bob, how are you?
Lee. Good to talk to you.
Well, it's a terrific thing that you saved all of those things, but I wanted to just tell the guys here that was not the reason not to archive. He's got something on every one of us.
That's right.
There you go.
Well, also, I think somebody else who would enjoy saying hi to you here is Paul Cannon.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, you turn on your microphone there. We got to learn this thing. You got to.
Bob, it's great talking with you. I was so looking forward to seeing you again. It's been what, 7 years since the last time we got together.
But Paul, let me just say something first. I've got to say to you, the first thing I got to say to you is goodbye, and I'll tell you why. I never got to say goodbye to you the last time. We were at dinner, if you remember, together, sitting at the table. And I went upstairs, and somebody gave me an Allerest. My allergies in Detroit always kick up. And I thought, well, I'll get an Allerest, and I'll come back down to the dinner. And I went upstairs, and I was cornered by three or four people who had a bunch of questions. By the time I got downstairs, everybody had left. And I never got to say goodbye to Paul Kent.
Oh, well, you can say it now and say hi at the same time. It's great.
There you go.
Talk about Bob saving things. Bob was probably the ultimate production genius, though. What you heard on WKNR,
yep,
was Bob Green. Yep.
Oh, I remember, even if it was Buy It at Radio Frank.
It just whatever.
That was
whatever,
him.
Whatever was, if it wasn't one of those jingles that we bought or a DJ voice or music, it would be all the fillers, all the station IDs, all the contests, everything that we did to make the station sound like it did.
Yeah.
Was Bob Green.
No, that was some of the other stuff that was on that CD were some wonderful promos that Bob and I had.
Well, incredible stuff.
I tell you, I never knew if it was because of or in spite of my efforts that things happened. They just happened. We were at the right place at the right time.
Boy.
And listen, all you guys, I mean, you know, there was such a great group of people who contributed so very much, whether it was behind the scenes, on the air, whatever. And I really think that there's so much to be said for that. For you know where we were together, and it was great, and the memories for all of us are certainly terrific memories.
I think there's only other thing in history that's been like this, and this was the Constitutional Convention back in 1789. You know, and then Keener getting together in the 60s. That was just the ultimate things. And Bob, it was so great being with you and talking with you and working with you at KMH at
That's
Flagship
right.
Radio.
That's right.
Oh, do you remember Flagship Radio?
Yeah.
Oh, and how we hated it.
Yeah.
We played some of the worst things in the world and put flags up on the trailer that we had that we did our broadcast from.
Yeah.
Because we are Flagship Radio. That was an idea that went in the dumper real, real quickly. Then Keener came along.
Right.
God.
Well, it was right. Detroit was ripe. You know, Detroit, and that doesn't say anything bad about people at the other stations, because Detroit had great air personalities. You know, certainly there, Lee Allen is there. I mean, when I came in Detroit, the first person I heard on WKMH was Lee Allen. I thought, I better turn this car around. What is the kid with a Pee Wee Herman voice doing going on a station with a guy like that?
You remember, know? Bob, when you came down to Miami and you played for me some of the KMH tapes.
Right.
The great Sangu. Love to hear
Dave Frisch,
man. Sangu.
Exactly.
It just blew my mind, and I thought, my God, Detroit sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
I need to get there, you know?
Well, I mean, it's like, Bob, you know, you, while we, you know, expected you to be in the room with us, and we wished you were here, you certainly have, you know, brought things together here as far as talking about Keener 13, and I want to put somebody else on because you're bringing this together and helping this all flow. I want to introduce another one of the legendary Detroit Air personalities, Gary Stevens.
Yeah.
Step up to the mic, Mr. Gary Stevens. Say hi to Bob Green.
Autograph before I leave here, right? I listen to you in New York every day.
Do you listen to me in New York? You do?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yep. Let me say this about that. In terms of Gary Stevens, you have to give an awful lot of credit to Gary for the success of Keener for the simple reason that through a combination of talent, chutzpah, and just knowing what he was doing.
A very loud voice.
Do you exist? This is about the fourth time I'm supposed to see you someplace, and you're on a phone somewhere.
I think it's
a guy somewhere else that says it's you.
But really, Gary was the first shock jock
right
in Detroit. In those days, you know, of course,
Bobby, was the first paycheck.
But Gary just did.
And Cannon, by the way, you can't see him. For an ex-cop, he looks really good.
The first time
I met him, I said, you know, you're in radio, right? And he said, yeah. And I said, where'd you come from? And he said, I was a cop.
Yeah.
And he said, somebody shot me, and I decided there's got to be an easier way to make a living.
Actually, they stabbed me.
Well, I knew it was something violent.
Well, program directors are cops, as far as I'm concerned, you know?
This is true.
I got, you know, Gary sitting next to me. Things come back in your memory that were so funny. You remember Sweeney?
Who, by the way, I spoke to a few days ago.
Did you recently?
Yeah.
Has he woken up?
He's taken some... He fell asleep, right? I said, it's not a record. Stay awake.
You're right.
He lives on Central Park South. He lives better than we do.
Sweeney was on the phone with Gary was on the air, and the record was playing, and the record ended. Gary said, just a minute. And he went and did his thing. He came back to talk to Sweeney. And what did he hear on the phone? True. And he taped it. Gary taped it and would play it over and over and over again. And Sweeney just hated it.
That was
mean. But Bobby, you got to see this place. If you check the collective ages in here, I did. I added our collective ages up, subtracted it from 2005. I can go fast. It comes out to 1492. Columbus has just landed.
What's great, too, is we all sound the same as we did a few years ago. You know?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
We're taking calls on the request line.
But anyway, I want to thank you for calling in, Bob Green, and being a big part of this broadcast here on WOMC today.
Well,
and, of course, we have kept in touch throughout the years, and it's been a great thing because, you were a guy that, another guy that, I listened to on the radio before I ever got into radio, and then to have gotten to know you, to have known you throughout the years has been a real great thrill, as it has been for, everybody else.
Well, it has been for me, for sure, and all you guys, really, my best wishes, my best regards, and someday we'll get together again.
Well, all right. Well, for Gary Stevens and Paul Cannon and Jerry Goodwin and Lee Allen and everybody here from the old Keena days, thank you, Bob Green. All right, thanks for being on with us here on WOMC. We're going to play a little bit of music here, but we will continue this afternoon till about 5 o'clock reminiscing. Tonight is a big Motor City reunion of all the DJs that ever worked on any station in Detroit. We're going to talk about them all, by golly, right here. It's Turn Back the Hands of Time. This is Tyrone Davis.
Oh, darling, I'm so lonely without thinking about you. But if I had the chance to start all over, I would be wishing today on a four-leaf clover, and leaving would be the last thing on my mind. If I could turn back the hands of time,
I could turn back the hands of time.
Oh, baby,
if I could turn back the hands of time.
Oh, darling, hold out much longer, but the pain is getting deep. All the hurt keep getting stronger. But if I had just one more try, I would be alone until the day I die, and we would have a love so divine. If I could turn back the hands of time,
I could turn back the hands of time.
Remember, girl, that I love you. Oh, darling, please, please let me come back home. Your love has been so good to me, baby, and I just realized without it I can't go on. Cause for you're the other half that makes my life complete. If I had one more chance, we'd have a love so sweet, and leaving would be the last thing on my mind. If I could turn back the hand of time,
and that's part one of our Detroit Radio Reunion Podcast Special. We're back next week with more from the historic WOMC broadcast featuring the voices Detroiters grew up with in the 60s. Our thanks to Steve Allen, Program Director at WOMC, for recording the show for posterity, and to Mike Seltzer, Dick Kernan, Millie Felch, and Art Volo for putting the Detroit Radio Reunion together. Before we go, a special message to the family of Mrs. Nellie Knorr. As every Keener fan knows, the call letters WKNR celebrated the name of the family that owned the radio station, the Knorrs. It was Fred Knorr, along with the McCoys and the Hansons, who built the original radio portfolio, including what was then WKMH. After Fred's untimely passing, it fell to his wife, Nellie, to provide the vision and direction that ultimately created the Keener legend. Mrs. Knorr was the guest of honor at the Detroit Radio Reunion, receiving a standing ovation from the more than 600 attendees. She's recognized as one of the most influential women in broadcasting history, and as Gary Stevens noted in his introduction, continues to inspire excellence in the current generation of radio professionals, wherever the art continues to exist. Not long after the reunion, Mrs. Knorr, who is 89, suffered a serious heart attack. Although the doctors told her family it would take a miracle, she has survived so far and continues to fight along the uncertain path to recovery. All of us who have been touched by the WKNR magic wish Mrs. Knorr the best. And we hope that the celebration of her life at the reunion was a chance for her to bask in the glow of appreciation for an extraordinary life well lived.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. If you hear the song I sing, you will understand. Listen. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your command.
Feature and may not be reproduced in whole or in